Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for my dear friend, Rav Elchanan Meir ben Chaya Rachel and his whole family. Shalom Rachel Batzlach Wachamah Sehidehem. And we're going to be continuing our series of Shi'urim in the Sefer Ben Lo Shri of the great Tzaddik of Ranana, Rabbi Yitzchak HaKohen Haberman, who promises to beseech before the heavenly throne on behalf of those who spread his Torah. So we are looking forward to seeing the fruits of that, and we believe that we already have, Baruch Hashem. And it should just continue in the happiest and sweetest way. We'll start with the first shtickle in the left column, Parashas Korach, the first page of Parashas Korach. Vayikach Korach, Korach took, Perish Rashi, Lokach Atzmo Letzad Echad Lios Nechlak Mitocha Eidah. What does it mean he took? It says he took, and then it doesn't say what he took. So what did he took? And the answer is, says Rashi, that he took himself to be separate from everybody else. Yesh Lefaresh Tekavonas Rashi Letzad Echad HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shekorach Heyoso Lamden Gadol Baal Yichus Kedusiv Ben Yitzhar Ben Kehos Ben Levi. So maybe we can explain that that the Tzad Echad, what does it mean he took himself the Tzad Echad? To HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because Korach was a great Torah scholar. He had tremendous lineage. He was the son of Yitzhar, who was the son of Kehas, who was the son of Levi. And he was a very rich man. He didn't have to take kesef pidyonos. He didn't have to take pidyonos like Rebbe's take. You know, someone goes to Rebbe, he asks for the bracha, gives him a little kvittel with names, and then if he's a baal mamon, so then he gives him a nice, generous check. Va'ola bedaito, and Korach thought that he is supposed to be the Rebbe Umanhig Aida. He's supposed to be the leader. Dine kvar kasafti v'parashas v'yetzeh. I already wrote in Parashas v'yetzeh, 31:20. The gam tzadikim gemurim k'shabayim l'madregel yonas nokalem lalos yoser v'yoser. Ki yetz yetzahar m'seyeosam lalosam ad madregel yonah. That the complete tzadikim, when they come to a high level, it's easy for them to go higher and higher, because then the Yetzirah helps them to elevate them until the highest level. V'yadua teklipas noiga chetzia b'kedusha. It's well known. Look in the Eitz Chaim, Shar Klipas Noga. Most people know this from the Tanya at the beginning. He says there's a klipa, there's a husk, there's an impure husk called Noga. And Noga is a mixture. It's a mixture of holy and unholy. So again, these tzaddikim, they can go higher and higher, because even the Eitz Sahara helps them, raise them to the highest madrega, and it's known that the klipa of Noga is partly Kedusha. Nimtza she'olah b'madrega yona b'daka min adaka. So it emerges that somebody who goes to the highest level, and the most subtle of ways, Yuchel Chas Shalom Lipo B'tzad Sitra Achro, can God forbid fall in the hands of the dark side of the powers of forces of evil. Ve'od B'shara Nunshela. And even in the 50th gate, even once in the 50th gate, he can still fall in the hands of the Sitra Achra. Vaz Yetzara Choger Sheiris Kocho La'Pila, Kedusiv V'Svivav Nisara Meod. And then the Yetzara girds its loins, invests energy and power to bring the guy down. In other words, what happens? The person goes very high, and then even the Yetzara is still involved. So the Yetzara can help him go higher, and the Yetzara can also bring him down. Why? Because the Yetzirah brings him up, but gets him higher in order to bring him down. That's what we spoke about, Parashas Vayetzeh. That the Yetzirah elevates a person in order to bring him down. What did we used to say when we were kids? The bigger they are, the harder they fall. So the Yetzirah wants to make a person big, and then wants to bring him down big time. Bekasha lizayr b'chuta se'ara shel geyus. So it says, V'sviv av nisar ha-meod, which the Gemara darshins to mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu medakdik in tzaddik of kachut ha-saira, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was very careful with tzaddikim, even like a hair's breadth. And he explains, the Rebbe here explains, v'kosheli zara b'chut ha-saira shel geis, it's around him, nisara me'od, it's like a hair's breadth, that it's very difficult to be careful about even a hair's breadth of gaiva, of arrogance. So when you're close to Hashem, it's hard not to become arrogant. So again, the Yetzer brings a person up, 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 so that he can knock him down. And therefore, the tzaddikim gemurim, when they go to the highest level, their whole avoda is to stand firm and strong, not to go until the extreme. Because they go to the extreme, boom, the Yetzer Hara might hit them the top of their perch. V'chein haya eitzel Lavan, and so it was by Lavan b'roto she'Yaakov avinu kvar omed b'madregos gevoim. K'mo she'kasvu ha'mekubalim b'sod ha'maklos. And so it was regarding Lavan when he saw that Yaakov avinu was in such a high level, like the mystics write in the secret of the sticks, the staffs, that Yaakov avinu, that the staffs made the cattle proliferate. Rotza l'sayo lagbia od yoser. So that's what it means, that he was running after Yaakov. He wanted Yaakov to go up higher, to bring him down. Yaakov barach mizeh. Yaakov ran away. Yaakov ran away. He said, I don't want you to help me go any higher, because you help me go higher, you're going to bring me down. Ayin sham etiz banachas bezus Hashem yisparach. See there what I wrote in Parashas Vayetze, and you will enjoy it with God's help. The Gemara there tells us that Rav Yitzchak ben Elyashiv had two Talmidim, and they said to him, please daven for us, that we should be very wise. And he said, I had it, that whatever they gave me, whatever I wanted, I was given mena shamayim, v'shilachtia, but I sent it away. I sent it away. Why would you send it away? Why would you not want such a thing that they answer you? Why should somebody who has this level that his prayers are answered, why should he send it away? But based on what we're saying, we understand that he wanted to harm him in his avodas Hashem, because sometimes, again, when you go too high, it brings you down. So he said, that madrega I don't want, that level I don't want, that all my tefillas are answered. Ach Korach lo nizhar b'zeh, but Korach wasn't concerned with this. Ukshanasna l'ruach ha-kodesh kibel. When he got the divine spirit, he accepted it graciously. V'nei edu d'rabbanim heim dekei lev mi'achrayus ha-gadoyla muteles aleim. Semach has v'shalom ma'mikva itlis ha-basar eiru v'shar dvorim einam b'seder. It's well known that the rabbis are of a very low spirit. The rabbis are very, very concerned. They can't just chill. Why? Because maybe the mikveh isn't kosher. The mikveh isn't kosher, achmana litzlan. I don't want to tell you what that means, but it's VBN, very bad news. Itlis habasar, maybe the butcher shop isn't kosher. Maybe the food in the butcher shop isn't kosher. Oy vey, people are eating nevelis and shreifis. The eruv, maybe the eruv is down. Oh my gosh, people are carrying on Shabbos. And other things aren't beseder. So the rabbi rabbis are dikei lev, they have a low heart, because they're concerned with all of these things. Maybe something isn't okay. They have a tremendous responsibility. And the community is dependent upon him, and maybe, God forbid, he is causing people to stumble. And also when he rebukes people, and he judges correctly, and he doesn't flatter the wealthy. So people start hating him. Like it says in the verse in Amos, chapter 5, verse 10, that they hate the one who rebukes them in the gate. A lot of times they make the rabbi's life miserable. And therefore in Gur, the minhag was to respect the rabbis, because it says that God is with those of a low spirit. God is with them. So you got to honor those who God, with whom God stands. So they honor the Rabbanim, because the Rabbanim, God is with them, because they suffer so much from people who don't properly respect them. So you have to give them extra respect. Because, you know, they open their mouths, they say there's something wrong in the community, boom, people start hating them. What, are you telling us not to talk in shul? You're telling us to be honest in business? You're telling us we're going to the wrong places on vacation? You're telling us we're too materialistic? So the rabbis suffer a lot, so God stands with them, so in Gur they give the rabbis a lot of cover. So the Chiddush HaRim said that if Eliyahu HaNavi comes to a bris and he sees that the rabbi is the sandik, stands with him. And if the simple Baal HaBayis is the sandik, if he's not fitting, if he's not worthy, then Eliyahu takes the way and Eliyahu becomes the sandik. אבל יאל שאצל הרבי החודש קורח היה אשר גדול היה עולם גדול ומשמש רח הלבב לא יוכל להסדיר סדר על כן לא כחלו למשם שמסדוסים ואווירם אז אי פנים שבדור והם פוגו במסקבין וכבוד הרבונים. So if the Mishamesh of the Rebbe is a Talmud Chacham, or at least doesn't hate Talmidei Chachamim, so when the Rabbi comes, the Mishamesh of the Rebbe is nice to the Rabbi, and he lets the Rabbi come in without having to wait in a long line. But since Korach, a lot of people, Korach was a new Rebbe, and there was an Olam Gadol, there were a lot of people who were coming to Korach. Right? You have the opposition, so a lot of people sided with the opposition. And a soft-hearted Mishamish, a soft-hearted Gabbai, could not make Seder. Therefore, he took as Mishamshim, he took as his Gabbaim, as his attendants, as his secretaries, Dasan and Aviram, who are the chutzpah people of the generation. And they intentionally disparaged and mistreated and disrespected the Rabbanim. Nimsu shepagmu b'kavod Hashem shematzu yetzlam. So it emerges that they blemished the honor of God that was with them. V'zohi ha-se'ara sh'al yada nichshal korach. And that's what it says, v'svivav, around God, nisara me'od. It's very, very subtle, even a hair's breadth. So how did Korach go down? Because of his mishamshim. Because he took dust and avir and we didn't properly respect the Rabbanim. Korach, etc. V'dasan and Aviram. What did Korach take? He took Dasan and Aviram. B'nei Eliyav, the sons of Eliyav, the gematria of Eliyav is Dam. 44. Shenesar Etzlam or Ha'alef. They're missing the Aleph of Adam, and all that's left is Dam. Dam is complete judgment in Kabbalah, as it says in the Shara Kavanas and Jerusha Pesach. Though Hiskir Aleph, because Aleph spelled backwards is Pelez, wonder. And Aleph is a very, very super holy, mystical letter. And that's a remnant to the Pele Elyon, the light of the Aleph. Pele means wonder. And that's what an Aleph. Aleph is a one. They're missing that. That's how the Rebbe began. Lakach atzmo letzad echad. What's the tzad echad? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That he took himself to one side to be with God. That's how he started the Maimer. And now at the end of the Maimer, because first he spoke about how close Korach was to God. And being so close to the Ribbono Shel Olam sometimes can bring a person down. Because what happens when he goes too high, the Yetzihara is getting involved to bring him high, so the Yetzihara can knock him down. So you have to be very careful when you're getting Madregos. I don't know if this means practically. But like we said, we saw in the Gemara that Rav Yitzchak Bar El Yashiv didn't want them to answer all of his tefillos. He didn't want to be on such a high madrega because he was scared the Eitzar would bring him down. That's what happens. Korach went so high, he ended up going down. And then it says, Lakach, at the end of the Maimer, the Rebbe says that, what does Lakach mean? Vayikach, what does Vayikach mean? Dasan and Aviran, that he took them as Mishamshim. And they didn't have respect for Rabbanim. And they were the sons of Eliav, which is Gematria Adam. They didn't have the Aleph, the light of the Aleph, the Pela Elyon. And all they had was Dam. So it wasn't Adam, it was Dam, which is complete judgment, which is strict judgment. So that was his downfall. He had these bad Mishamshim. When you're a Rebbe, you need good Mishamshim. You need good Gaboyim. O Yomar, or maybe it means Vayikach Korach Perish Rashi Lakach La'atzmo Atzmo L'tzad Echad. What does it mean Vayikach Korach? He took himself to one side. V'hainu Shesavr Shekadosh Baruch Hu Shu Echad. That he thought that Hashem who's one, because Lekaman Shemu Chazal Shemu Moshe Benu Amar Lo Anu Ein Lanu Ela Hashem Echad Mizbeach Echad Kohen Gadol Echad V'atem Reish Nanish Mevakshim Lios Kohanim Gedolim. Moshe Benu said, we have only one God, one altar, one Kohen Gadol, and you 250 people all want to be Kohanim Gedolim. Nimsa de Machloksam, Haya de Moshe Rabbeinu, Olav Shalom, Svira Lei, Yevshur, the Beis Melachim, Zilishtamish, Bekeser Echot, Vaim Svira Lusha Efshur. So it emerges that their Machlokas was that Moshe Rabbeinu thought that you can't have two kings who are wearing one crown. And they thought, Yehekia, let us all wear the crown. Behavi Korach Raya Mekadosh Baruch Hu. Korach brought a raya from God. Sivias Elokim Shneim Aras HaGedolim. He created these two luminaries, and they were both equal. Shabaram Shneim Shavim. The moon and the sun were equal. Aray Sfirle Evshel Beis Melachim Lishtamish Bekeser Echad. So God holds that two kings can wear the same crown. Vaydeze Cholak. And because of this, he made this fight. Lama Zachel Levada Kohen Gadol. Why didn't he make his brother alone Kohen Gadol? So that's what his argument was. His argument was, listen, you can have a lot of kings with the same crown, because look at what God did. He made the moon and the sun great. Originally, before the moon complained. So you see, you can have two kings with the same crown. So why does only Aaron get to be Kohen Gadol? This we can understand the meaning of the Medrash. Every Wednesday, the group of Korach goes to the Messiah. They say to him, when is the end of the wonders? When are you going to bring us up? Go to the Abbas and ask them. That's what Mashiach says. Go to the Abbas. Go to the forefathers and ask them. Why on Wednesday? What's Wednesday? But based on what we're saying, we understand it very well. Wednesday was the day God created the sun and the moon. So they go every Wednesday to say, we're right. The only problem is, it says in the Gemara, Chulin 60b, that the moon said, I said something correct in front of you that you can't have two kings wearing the same crown. I have to make myself small. The moon ended up having to make itself small. So it says that a Kadosh Baruch Hu appeased the moon. So if God appeases the moon, so it means that God agrees with the moon. That tzaddikim are going to be called by your name, Yaakov the Small. So you're also small. So the moon was appeased. So if the moon was appeased, that means the moon was correct. that two kings cannot wear the same crown. And therefore, Mashiach says, go to the Avos. And they're afraid, they're embarrassed to go to the Avos, because the Avos will show them that they were wrong. That two kings can't wear the same crown. Maybe we can also explain Derech Drash what Yaakov said, that he didn't want his name to be mentioned. That's why it says Ben Yitzhar Ben Amram Ben Levi, and it doesn't say Yaakov, because Yaakov didn't want his name to be mentioned. Meaning he didn't want Yaakov HaKatan to be mentioned. Yaakov the small, because that's the pius of the moon. That's how the moon was appeased, that the moon was correct. That you're right, you're small, but in order to appease you, Yaakov is going to be called by your name. But Yaakov didn't want his name to be mentioned, because that shows that the moon was right. And the moon was really wrong. Two kings cannot wear the same crown. And therefore Yaakov said, I want the Bnei Korach to know that Korach and his people to know that they were wrong. And therefore my name shouldn't be mentioned, the moon shouldn't be appeased, because two kings can't wear the same crown. You can't have 250 Kohanim Gedolim. Okay, so we learned two beautiful pieces from the Rebbe. The Tzaddik of Renana, we should be Zochem Mitz Hashem to Yeshua's Gedolus Bakol. And hopefully this Wednesday when Adas Korach came to Mashiach to ask him when he's coming, hopefully he said he's coming very, very soon. All right. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.